Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a couple of Barry Jackson tweets from earlier today. Mike McDaniel met with the media today. He says he thinks he knows who will start at QB against Tennessee, but, quote, it's premature to reveal for competitive reasons. Barry Jackson tweets, McDaniel said he's trying to determine what Skylar Thompson can do and not sure to what extent he will practice. He has been dealing with pretty painful rib injury. Quote, it's not just pain tolerance, it's how you're able to do your job with what effectiveness.
Hawk, you said it, the competitiveness, having Tennessee prepare for three quarterbacks, whatever it is, I'm all down with that. But don't waste any snaps throughout practice on Skylar Thompson or Boyle. Put Scoot Huntley in there and see what he can do. Get him ready for the package that you have for him.
This is what Joe Shad wrote in the Palm Beach Post. It's time for Snoop. The time for the Miami Dolphins to explore a trade for a quarterback to back up Tua was in the offseason. That was the moment to trade for Justin Fields or Mac Jones or Kenny Pickett or Sam Howell or Desmond Ridder. The Dolphins felt comfortable with letting Mike White and Skylar Thompson battle it out for backup, and now Tua has been concussed and White has been released and Thompson has injured ribs. And now it's too late for a trade that makes great sense. What makes more sense is Snoop. Yes, Tyler Snoop Huntley joined the team only 8 days ago. And yes, the Dolphins have the glare of national TV spotlight, Monday Night Football against the Titans in only 5 days. Condense the offense, Coach Mike McDaniel. Simplify the offense, offensive coordinator Frank Smith. Coach Snoop up to be ready, quarterbacks coach Daryl Bevel. Huntley can run. He can really run. Let's face it, Miami's offense has struggled over the past six games, and that's been with Tua, Skylar Thompson, and Tim Boyle. It's time to try something new. Huntley brings athleticism, excitement, and most importantly, hope. This week, Dolphins fullback Alec Ingold, who is thoughtful and always brings honest and direct insight, suggested it's on all the players in the building to be better. And that's true. Ingold noted, but downplayed the notion that a fresh face often comes with the idea of who can save the day. But here's what Joe Shad writes. We understand Ingold's point completely, but the Dolphins do need someone who can save the day. Huntley is Miami's best shot at a Monday night Superman. It's been suggested that Miami could explore a trade for Russell Wilson, Zach Wilson, or Dorian Thompson-Robinson. A trade for one of those quarterbacks, or even the signing of Ryan Tannehill, really makes sense only if medical experts tell Tua and the Dolphins that he needs to shut it down for this season. Then, yes, Miami would need to pivot and add a veteran quarterback in that realm. But there's no indication of that at this time. This is a three-game assignment for now. Thompson has a painful ribs injury. Boyle is not the answer. The Titans are beatable. So too are the Patriots and Colts in the following weeks. Yes, Mike McDaniel needs to figure out the best plan and the best run-pass ratio. And yes, he needs to dive deeply into the RG3 game film from their days in Washington. Zone read it up, option it up, whatever it takes to win the game. General manager Chris Greer and McDaniel probably should have had another more established quarterback on the roster before the season began. That could have happened through free agency, or it could have been done through a trade. But that time has passed. It is time to see whether signing Huntley was actually a smart move by them.
Past June, July, and August of the time they're talking about, when we talk about the Wentzes and the Flaccos and those guys that hold it down. Now, yesterday, you know, we said you had to fight the monster in front of you. this offense has to change. This offense needs – every time Achane, Mostert, if he's healthy, Jeff Wilson gets the ball, it should be a mesh point where Tyler Huntley's looking at somebody, and if he dives down, he pulls the ball and takes off running. Look at what the Ravens do. Look at what these guys – look at what Josh Allen – can we have a quarterback draw? Josh Allen scored on a quarterback draw. Josh Allen got three first downs the other night when they were beating the dog mess out of the Jaguars on quarterback draws. Scheme up quarterback draws. Scheme up quarterback powers. Scheme up RPOs. Scheme up all that stuff when you have an athletic quarterback. That's that, and that's 100% on Mike McDaniel.
And I'm with Joe Shad. He could be your Superman on Monday night. You need one. It ain't going to be Skyler. It ain't going to be Tim Boyle. The reality.
No. And it injured Skyler.
Right.
So now you got to protect him.
We saw him healthy. Look there.
I saw healthy. Put up three.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.